I've got to tell you, I'm a little disappointed. Not disappointed for me, disappointed for all of you. Everybody that's here at the 5:30 Mass tonight. The reason I'm disappointed is because our parish mission preacher is not going to fly into Philly till 7:45 tonight, and you're going to miss him tonight. And I can tell you that if he were here preaching tonight, as he will be at all three Masses tomorrow, then you'd be sure to show up at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for the mission. Father Maurice has got an energetic, enthusiastic, spiritual style out of the African-American Catholic revival mood. He's going to get the place moving a little bit. So if you're looking for a way to kickstart your Lent, I encourage you to consider coming to 4 o'clock Sunday, 7 o'clock Monday, 7 o'clock Tuesday, or all three for our parish mission. This time of year, the first weekend of Lent last year, I was up in Christ the King Church on Sunday afternoon to hear Father Maurice give his talk, and that's why I was convinced he'd be great for us as well. So hope you keep your heart open to look into that. Those of you who may have been here at the 7 o'clock Mass on Ash Wednesday evening may recall that I stole Father John's homily. He gave it at the 7:30 Mass in the morning and at the parish school service in the afternoon service. It was such a good idea, I said, that's a good idea, I'm going to steal that. Some of you boys and girls might remember that he spoke about all the different shapes of the crosses that we put on our faces with ashes. And reminded us that it was not just a reminder by the ashes of our sinfulness, getting ready in Lent, but also our mortality at the end of our lives. But he said, when we look around at other people and we see that sign of the ashes in the form of a cross, we're reminded that every single person around us is carrying a cross, and our task is to be sympathetically concerned about helping them carry that cross. Looks different on each person, but everybody has a little cross to carry. I thought it was a great idea. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do it again. Because yesterday at the parish school mass, Father John had another great homily, and I'm going to steal that idea too right now. How many of you guys remember? How many have a computer at home, a laptop, okay, an iPad, a tablet, an iPhone? Father John made the mention about how often when you're in the middle of doing something, a little screen pops up with software update available. And you either push the button and say, do it now, or remind me later. And 99% of the time, we push remind me later, remind me later, remind me later, don't bother me now. And then a year later, you wonder why everything's gone so slow. Remember that yesterday, guys? Mm-hmm. Father John made a great application about Lent. That we sometimes put our spiritual welfare updates on hold. We keep that, and we'll do that another time. But prayer and fasting and service to others, almsgiving, are all ways in which we start updating our spiritual lives right now. We don't wait till later. The first week of Lent is the time to start. Dare I say that if you've been sitting out there for the last few years saying, yeah, I might go to that parish mission someday. Yeah, I might get around to that sometime. Remind me later. I'm reminding you later. Now is the time, this year, today, this Lent, to take seriously the invitation from Christ to repent of your sin and to grow deeper in your commitment to Christ. If you need a jump start, if you need something to fire you up, to spill out over the next weeks of Lent, join the parish mission.